Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav Sanhedrin 46. Back on Daf Mem Heyom Abayz, our Mishnah records a dispute between Rebbe Elazar and the sages about the following halacha. After a person is put to death for a sin that they've committed and they are stoned, Rebbe Elazar is of the opinion that we are obligated to hang from a tree after they are dead, both a man and a woman. Whereas the sages of the opinion know that the obligation is to hang a man, but there is no obligation to hang a woman. And indeed, a woman should not be hung. And so the Gemara explains that Rebbe Elazar responds to the Chachamim and says, but what about the fact that there was Shimon ben Shetach, who was the head of the court, and he took these women after he executed them in Ashkelon, and he went to hang them on a tree. So the sages responded, don't bring me a proof from Shimon ben Shetach, because Shimon ben Shetach, we know that he killed all of these 80 women on one day, and one day he had them executed by the court. And we know that that was something which is so unusual, because normally a court is only allowed to do one execution a day, or one judgment a day. And the reason why he did these 80, it must have been that this was an extrajudicial activity, because according to the actual law, you're only allowed to do one a day. So from the fact that he did 80, that proves that we can't bring a proof from here to any other circumstances, because it was obviously something that's called a horah shah. It was just in that moment. In this context, Ardaf Yomi, our Memvav Amid Aleph, brings the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, who cites a brisa. And what does this brisa say? He says, Shamati, I've heard that a court has the right, Shabez din makin va'onshin shalom in HaTorah, that a court has the right to dish out punishments not in accordance with the Torah, meaning to say not according to the letter of the law, but the court has this awesome authority to be able to say that we are able to set a new law, which is not incorporated into the Torah. And the reason why they're doing this is lo la'avor al divrei Torah, not to violate the Torah, but we're doing it kedei la'asos siyag la'Torah. The court has the right to say we need to make a fence for the Torah. We've seen something. These are very unusual moments, and so therefore for our unusual times, we're allowed to make a special law and thereby apply punishment, even though that punishment is not listed directly in the Torah. And indeed, the Braisa gives an example about this from an incident. There was an incident with a person who was riding on a horse on Shabbos during the time of the Greeks. And we know that riding on the horse is not a biblical prohibition. It's a rabbinic addition. It's a rabbinic fence. And so what happened? They brought this person to the court, and even though he was only in violation of a rabbinic offense, skaluhu, they stoned him to death. Why did they stone him? Not because he was really worthy by the technical law of being punished in this context, but rather shashat tzricha lakach. But the moment demanded it, because the rabbis were worried that people were going to disobey the rabbinic fences, and this person was being so brazen in his rejection of the rabbis that they felt the necessity to put this person to death. And indeed, the Braisa gives another story, Shuv Mais, another story about a person who unfortunately had decided to have relations with his wife underneath a fig tree, meaning to say he had relations with his wife in public, and they brought him to the court and they lashed him. And now, even though technically speaking he's allowed to be with his wife, nevertheless, and he was not technically in violation of anything, says Abraisa, the moment demanded it. And we see from here that the court has this extrajudicial power to apply a punishment just because the moment demands it. In this context, the Ron says that in order for a court to have this power, the Ron writing in the Middle Ages in Spain in the 14th century says in order for the court to have this power, they need to be mumchen, they need to be complete experts like the court of Shimon ben Shetach. This is an authority which we no longer have today. And the Nemuka Yosef, writing basically around the same time as the Ron and in the same culture, says they need to be not only experts, they need to be the great Sanhedrin, which again we don't have. The Taz, several centuries later, adds another limitation. He says the court does not, they do have the right to give this extrajudicial punishment, but they don't have the right to take something that was explicitly permitted by the Torah and to prohibit it. They're only allowed to make offense. But nonetheless, even though we see these three opinions which are limitations on it, the Shulchan Aruch rules like the Rashba. Rashba was also writing in Spain around that time, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rashba and states that even today a court has the right to put to death if the times demand it, even today. And the Rashba is writing that in the 14th century. century, and the Shulchan Aruch rules that way in the 16th century, that a court does have this awesome authority. And indeed, we have the example of the Rush. The Rush started off of his life in the northern Europe, in France, and northern France, and then he moved at the end of the 13th century, the Rush moved from France to Spain. And he writes that when he was in Spain, he was approached with a question about a person who was a blasphemer, and the Jewish community wanted to know if they could put him to death. So the Rush says, "I'm shocked. I've never seen such a thing. That how can we start putting people on trial to death in these days? How are we able to do that? This is not the time of the Sanhedrin. This is not the time where we have this awesome power. And this is the only place where the Jewish community in Spain is doing this thing. Where do you get this right from?" And so the Jewish community of Spain said, "Well, we have permission from the king to do this, and not only that, if we don't do it, we're going to cost more people their lives, because if the king is going to see that we're not going to take judicial autonomy, then he's going to take it away from us, and he's going to judge us much harder than we would judge our own people. So therefore, the king demands of us that we enforce the capital punishment, and so therefore, we want to know if we could put this person to death." So the Rush says, "Look, I am not going to stop your customs, your practices, but I do not agree with this. I do not agree with this in general that you have this right, but if this is the way you're going to act, and if you're so concerned that this person is destructive to the community, then you have the right to do it, even though I don't want any part of it." That's basically what the Rush was saying. And so therefore we see from here that the Rush says that he doesn't understand it, but that was the custom of the culture that he moved into, that even in Spain in the 14th century, the Jews had the right to enforce capital punishment.